Last week, Independent MP Rob Pine introduced new legislation that attempted to decriminalise abortion laws in the Sunshine State up in Queensland. But the amendment was withdrawn by Mr Pine due to a lack of support in the Parliament. Fair Agenda, a national pro-choice advocacy group, and they argue that the system is failing women and decriminalising abortion will bring Queensland into step with the rest of Australia. Today we've got the Executive Director of Fair Agenda, Renee Carr, on the line. She's going to discuss the issue further. Renee, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, what can you tell us about your organisation, Fair Agenda?
So Fair Agenda is a community of 38,000 Australians campaigning for a fair and equal future for women, and that includes reproductive rights.
Right, okay. And how do you sort of go about doing that?
So we work with community members to campaign on issues that they care about. And mm-hmm. So we've just come back from Brisbane, where we've been working with thousands of Queenslanders to stand up for a woman's legal right to choose because abortion is still in the criminal code up in Queensland.
Wow. Now, can you tell us a bit about what happened last week with the Cairns MP Rob Pine?
Yeah, sure. So last week, there was a vote scheduled on whether or not Queensland would decriminalise abortion that was scheduled to take place on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night, the LNP, who had previously committed to give a conscience vote on this issue, had a party room meeting.
Right.
And said that they, all members of the party, had discussed and that they would all be voting against the legislation.
Wow.
Because of the numbers in the parliament up there, that then meant that the legislation could not pass the House. And rather than have it fail on the floor, Rob Pine, the MP who had introduced mm-hmm. the proposal, withdrew it, and the ALP government then made a referral of the issue to the Law Reform Commission,
mm-hmm.
Which means that reform has been delayed, but they also made a commitment to introduce legislation off the back of that Law Reform Commission report, which means that there will be another vote next year after the next state election.
Right. Okay. So this sort of, they were trying to do the right thing, or Rob Pine in this instance was trying to do the right thing, and party politics maybe got in the way. Would that be right to say?
I think there are a lot of things going on.
Okay.
It's certainly incredibly disappointing that the LNP as a bloc committed to vote it down. It's actually quite unusual. This is an issue that's normally given a conscience vote, and in the past 10 years there's been a very notable occurrence in the federal parliament where there was a cross-party group of women who led reform. So this isn't normally
right.
an issue that breaks clearly down party lines.
Yeah. Now, you say you've just come back from Queensland. What are the people in Queensland sort of saying? What are the people, just the people on the street? Are they for it? Are they against it? Where do they land?
So very interesting question you should ask, because Fair Agenda commissioned polling on exactly this question mm-hmm. to show MPs where the public stand, and it's very clear that there is overwhelming majority public support for reform in this area.
Right.
82% of Queenslanders support a woman's right to choose.
82%?
Yep. Almost three quarters support a Queensland woman's right to have the same access to termination as a woman does down in Victoria, which is up until 24 weeks and then with a doctor's advice and approval, which was basically the crux of the proposal
yeah.
on the table. And 60% are less likely to vote for an MP that continues criminalising a woman's healthcare decision. So it's incredibly
wow.
clear where the public stand on this issue.
So why wasn't there the support then for Rob Pine's legislation? Why did it sort of fall in a heap?
So there are a number of analyses that people could make. I think one of them is that there has been a huge effort by anti-choice groups to put pressure on MPs, and also it's really notable in Queensland and in many other states that the parliament is incredibly out of step with the people on this
mm-hmm.
issue. And
what do you think that is? Why do you think they're so out of step? You mentioned that Queensland, 82% of people are in favour for it, and yet
yep.
the politicians aren't following through with what the public are thinking, apparently,
yeah,
in this case.
We know there are a number of MPs who have personal positions
mm-hmm.
that they kind of, regardless of where the community stand, that they will vote in line with.
Right.
And because this is traditionally treated as a personal free vote, they are free to vote in line with their personal beliefs on
mm-hmm.
that issue. And their personal beliefs are kind of overwhelmingly in current MPs in, I would say, both Queensland and New South Wales, out of step with those in the general community.
Yeah, it's incredible. To have 82% of the people saying, no, we're in favour of this. And then for the politicians who are meant to be representing them, turn around and say, well, no, I've got a different set of beliefs, so we're going to vote the other way on it. Is it just religious beliefs that you find, or is it religious beliefs that you find that are getting in the way of this progressing?
Well, the narrative provided by the LNP in Queensland for the basis of their decision was that they didn't support the particular legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's obviously a very valid critique, but it's quite unusual for an issue of such importance and such public support to not be debated and amendments proposed. So mm-hmm. I think that there were particular beliefs about the issue that impacted on people's willingness to engage in debate and discussion about particular legislation. Right. And I'm really glad that there will be another vote next year.
It really shouldn't be taking
this
long, though, should it?
Commission recommendations this time that can't be subject to that kind of political football playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about the law specifically in New South Wales? How do they differ? And is there any sort of guidance as far as a federal law is concerned?
So this is considered a state matter generally in the criminal code. So it is also not considered legal in all circumstances in New South Wales. I believe that it's still in the criminal code, and there are exceptions to so that it would not be considered illegal in circumstances where there is a threat to the woman's life or health, and I believe that's interpreted to include mental health in New South Wales. So I think the legislation is not significantly dissimilar between the two states, as I understand it, but the case law and the background in Queensland has made it particularly, I would say, pertinent, because there was a prosecution as recently as, I believe, 2009, where a couple were prosecuted for, they had imported RU486, the medical abortion drug, and they were taken to court over that. And as a result, the provision in Queensland has been severely restricted, because not only can a woman be prosecuted, but a doctor can as well for providing the treatment. So it means that a number of doctors in Queensland are significantly less willing to provide, and I believe there are only 10 providers across the entire state now.
10.
So access is incredibly difficult.
Wow.
And that's what we were hearing from people up in Queensland. There are a number of people who've had incredibly traumatic experiences because they need to terminate their pregnancy, and they try to, and they refuse treatment at public hospitals, and their GPs won't help them. It's incredibly distressing.
Wow. I've just got this paragraph here in front of me. Now, this is a quote. According to the New South Wales Crimes Act of 1900, it's 2017, people. This is from 1900. Unlawfully procuring an abortion is an offence punishable by the imprisonment for up to 10 years. 10 years, that is incredible. And unlawfully supplying any drugs or noxious thing or an instrument or anything whatsoever for the purpose of procuring an abortion is punishable by imprisonment of up to 5 years. So is it just a matter that this is just an outdated, just a silly way of thinking that is no way in line? You mentioned before 82% of people in Queensland. Is this just no way in line with current thinking?
I would certainly say so. I think this is an area where our laws are out of step with community attitudes, and where politics isn't serving women's healthcare needs.
Mm.
And I think that the one thing that we can all do about that is make sure that when we go to the ballot box, that we know where the candidates stand on this issue, because In New South Wales and in Queensland, this issue, the only way we're going to get change is if there's a majority of pro-choice MPs in our parliament who will vote for decriminalisation on this issue.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily for a very interesting chat.
Thanks for having me.
There you are. That was Renee Carr there. She's the Executive Director of Fair Agenda, National Pro-Choice Advocacy Group, talking about why abortion should be decriminalised, and in particular the case of what's going on up in Queensland at the moment.